Blog Talk Radio. True love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you. Hey, want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446. Have you ever thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great. Thank you. And welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
We want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. It has been a really hectic week for a lot of people. Everyone's getting ready for the holidays, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I am so tired tonight.
You know, I think everybody's just getting, you know, I'm sure a lot of people, they have parties. We have office parties. We have friend parties and family parties. And then we have to, in the middle of it all, we have people coming in from out of town.
And trying to work.
Yeah, and then trying to work in between. So it's kind of hectic. So we're a little tired, and we are drinking some extra coffee.
I'm trying
tonight.
To down the coffee tonight. I want to be able to function.
Well, we are going to be peppy and happy, and we have the call line is open. So if you'd like to get a live mini angel reading tonight, you can call us at 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. And you know what? We also have the chat room open now. I don't think Susie Q is going to make it to the chat room tonight.
Your chat room looks kind of empty tonight.
We're having trouble with the chat room tonight because apparently the
to the server.
Every time it connects, it disconnects. So I don't know what's going on there. And I think it's up and working now, though. And we're gonna say a prayer that it continues to work, and then we should be okay. But we do have people in the queue, and we're going to be getting to them. And so how was your week last week? Good,
my
Jessica?
Week or weekend?
Both. How were both?
They were good. They were good. This weekend, I got my hair cut.
We actually both went. We went to the same hair salon. You tried my hair, lady.
I did.
And you weren't so thrilled with
well,
her.
You and I have different hair.
Hair. Yeah, right.
And
course.
I have a little wavy-ish
yeah.
hair, and it
yeah.
just, it's layered, so I don't know. I was looking for a new style, and
she gave you exactly what you had.
I know. Everybody does.
Did you tell her you wanted a new style?
Yes.
Oh, see, that would annoy me.
Well, it's like, you know, I go in, I'm like, they say, what do you want? And I say, well, you know what? I want to do something different. I'm looking to change my style.
Right.
It all ends up looking
the
same.
You know, there was a hairdresser in the plaza where we have the therapy center. And everyone who goes to her, you can bring, like, a picture of Farrah Fawcett hair and she had like this, and you all come out looking like me. And so I went to her. It just so happened she did my hair the way I liked.
Uh-huh.
But everybody's hair came out that
way. Oh, isn't that funny?
And it was so funny because everyone that I'd sent in there, they came out with the same haircut. Finally, we realized that's the only haircut she knows how to do. It was embarrassing. So I stopped going to her only because I thought, you know, she needs to live.
You don't
want to
look like everyone.
I don't want to look like everyone else. Yeah, so I started going to the new place. But at least she was pleasant, right?
Well, yeah, and like I said, it's not a bad haircut. It's just a little
I like it.
Curlier than...
It actually seems curlier, and you were trying to get away from that.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, and it's like, you know, if it was all over curly, but it's like just curly on the ends.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Isn't
that
weird?
Your hair curls up on the ends. I don't know what that's about.
I don't know.
You know, it doesn't matter. It looks good, and that's all that really matters.
And I blow dry it under. Under.
I know,
and
I know.
And I end up with little curls.
You know, this is a girl's problem, isn't it? We always have trouble with our hair. It's just a pain in the neck. I know. So what did you do last weekend? I know what we went to did. We got our hair cut, and then we I don't know what else we did. I don't remember.
We went to the gym.
Oh, yes. We went to the gym.
Uh-huh.
And found out that my youngest daughter, can't go with her older sister and with your daughter because
right.
she's not 16.
Yeah, which, you know, they all are going to be together. I don't really understand.
I don't get it. You know, I mean, she's 14 and a half, but
right.
she's very mature for her age. But
she looks
just,
older than the other two.
I know. People always say she's the oldest one out of them. So I don't know. Maybe someone will slip up on her birth certificate when the copy goes in there. Who knows? You never know.
Smudgy smudger.
You never know. It could happen. Speaking of smudging, we did a couple. We had four house blessings this week, so we're kind of exhausted.
I am so tired.
When we do a house blessing, it's a combination of going out doing a cleansing and a blessing.
Nope.
And most house blessings are just, you know, for somebody who maybe had lived in the house in a while and never had it done, or who moved in new.
Right.
But we were at two this week that were very large.
Yes.
One was about 5,000 square feet.
5,000 square feet.
But the other one was about 8,000 square feet.
That was a lot of space.
And it took us
was about 3 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It was exhausting. And the worst part is I use blessed salt and holy water, and you know, I use the prayers provided by a Catholic priest, and we go through and we do it. And it's a nice little experience, a nice little ritual. But the sage burns your eyes.
Well, and then I look like I've been smoking pot all night.
I know. No, and you also smell it, which is so funny, because Jessica and I do these together, and she smelled like she was smoking a lot of weed, and that was really funny.
Yeah, and we went to Chili's for dinner that night, and the waiter was weirdly
I know. He was
friendly.
Really, yes, I know. I think he wanted to know if we would share.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we whipped out our sage and said, sure, here you go? That would have been pretty funny. Well, that was cool. I did, my daughters had their Christmas concert for the school, and it was phenomenal. It was so good. It was, I'm not kidding. At the end of that concert, I cried.
Aww.
My eyes filled up because I was so proud of them, but of all the children and how much work and devotion and the work ethic that they have to do these things. It just blows my mind. And then we also went to a thing called A Walk in Bethlehem at a church where they actually, it takes them about 2.5 months to set it up. And you go through a small presentation inside the church, but when you come out, it's a 30-minute walk through Bethlehem, and it's as if you were walking through Bethlehem on the night that Jesus was born.
Which is very cool.
It was so cool because they even had the little merchant set up in the town center, and they said, well, this is salt, and they told them this comes from the sea. I forget which sea it was. I feel bad.
They sucked the salt out of the sea.
Well, no, they used drying things. I actually had a guy that I did business with years ago, Guillermo LaSalle. Remember
him? Uh-huh.
He used to, he actually owned a business off the, I think it was the Baltic Sea, where they used to dry, they take the seawater, and it goes on these, like, mats, and then when it dries up, it leaves just the salt. And then they collect
that
the salt.
Sounds gross.
You know. Well, it's sea salt. To the best sea
and
salt.
And I bought a sea salt thing with the little grinder.
Yeah, I love that.
It's saltier than salt.
And it's supposed to be healthier for you.
Yeah, and that's that's the reason I did it.
Well, they were saying that a salt, just a small, you know, like a tablespoon of salt, was about as much as a day's wages. And
oh, really?
That was interesting. And then you got to see all the fruits and the vegetables, and the Roman guards were there pushing everyone around because they were taking the
steps
during that time, yeah. And so it was really cool. And then we went to the inn, but they had no room at the inn, so they sent us to the barn, and there was a little infant baby, a real baby.
Okay.
Yes, and of course I'm like, is it warm enough in here? Because I don't want. Is it silly I said that? My husband's like, I can't believe you said that. I said, I know, but when I see a baby, I just want to make sure.
We live in Florida.
Well, I know, but it was chilly that night. It had been raining. Anyway, then we saw the three wise men, and we got to actually see, touch, and smell frankincense and myrrh.
And what does myrrh look like?
Raisins. Well, it did look like raisins. It all looked like, you know. I mean, they had it in its
is
natural
myrrh,
form.
I don't even know what myrrh is. What is myrrh?
It's myrrh. Everyone knows what myrrh is.
I don't know what myrrh is.
Well, I could tell you, but then you'll just...
You're lying. You don't know what myrrh is.
They said it came off of like a... It was like a rose plant thing that it came off
a
of. That's what
tree.
They said, I guess, a myrrh tree. And I don't... You know, I really don't know. All I know is that I got to see it and touch it and smell it for the first time, not in like a smoked form. Well, they said that they did, though.
They ate myrrh?
He said they would use it for seasoning of certain things, but I've never heard that before.
Well, see, we need somebody to let us know what myrrh actually is.
Yes, and also frankincense would be good, because I don't know what that is either.
Well, frankincense, that sounds like something you would burn in an incense burner.
I would think so. It was like an odd thing, you know.
For Frank.
Yeah, I think it's, there you go, it's Frank, and it's his sense. No, and then they had gold, and then it was just a wonderful, it was the coolest thing.
Yeah,
and
I haven't been to that
character.
In many years. I mean, it's a very neat thing, and it's, is this Baptist church that does that?
Baptist church, yeah, so it was kind of neat. And, you know, I'm not Baptist, but I'm very open, and they're just wonderful people. It was just a cool thing. Had a really good time.
Nothing worth visiting.
And then this weekend, we got a lot of cool stuff coming up. We got our chat room mom, Susie Q, which is why she's not in the chat room tonight. She didn't think she'd make it. She is she's flying to Florida. Actually, she was flew in this morning.
Oh, cool.
And she got to her mom's this afternoon sometime.
Okay.
And then she'll be there for a couple couple of days, and then she's coming over to us on Friday.
Yeah, that's going to
be
fun.
We've got a fun-filled itinerary ready to go for when she gets here.
Well, that's exciting.
That's exciting. So she couldn't make it in the chat room, so we don't have anybody keeping them tucked in and cozy warm.
The chat room is just kind of sad tonight.
I know, it's
tonight.
A sad chat room tonight. But I'll tell you what we do have. We have lots of callers on the line, so why don't we go ahead and take our first caller? Sound like a good
Sounds
idea?
Sounds like a plan.
Let's do it. Hi, Lisa. You're live on the line with the Christian Psychic Cafe. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Wonderful. How can we help you on this beautiful Wednesday night?
Well, I was wondering if you saw this situation cleared up. I go somewhere tomorrow every week. I go to the same location, same place, and someone got very upset, and they have a history of getting very angry at me, mm-hmm. and management said they would handle it, and they also said that I needed to learn a certain project, and so I haven't quite learned the project, but I don't want to give up that whole work effort, and I'm hoping that it just calms down.
Okay. You want me to tell you that it's going to calm down and it's going to be okay? And I want to tell you that that's the truth, but I don't see that happening. I'm going to tell you what I do see, though. Do I see that you're going to be able to handle it? The answer is yes, you are. I know this sounds really weird, but I can tell you have two angels, one off each side of you, and they're going to guide you through this. And they're going to give you the strength, and they're also going to give you the right words to say. Okay? Just remember, compassion is the name of the game with this. Okay? The person that's always giving you a hard time, they're miserable people. You know what I'm talking about? That person's a mess.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, just really miserable. So, you know, I always tell people, rely on their angels in this case. Ask your angels for help, and they'll be there to help you. And in this case, I see that the angels are going to help you. I know that might sound a little bit out there, but I see you do believe in angels. So you understand that.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I do.
Okay, and you know, for an angel to hear your prayers, and for them to be granted, they just have to fulfill three conditions. One, they can't interfere with God's plan for your soul or with karma. Two, they can't be harmful to you or anyone else. Or three, the timing has to be right. And I'm being told that they're going to be there and your call will be answered. So go tomorrow and remember to find a way to find compassion for the person who's being rather unkind and very disgenuine. Or what's that word, disingenuine? What's that word? How do you say that?
I don't use that word.
Oh, well, because you don't know how to say it. But you know what I'm talking about, Lisa?
I think so. And I really would have more independence if I learned the project. It's really technical. I'm trying to learn it. Do you see me being successful at that tomorrow? Where I'm
at
able
learning
to
learning the project? Yes. I see you being successful at learning the project, but I don't see that this person is going to lay off you. But remember, they have their own agenda, okay? And you have your own agenda. And just remember to look at this person with compassion. I do see you. You're so afraid that you're not going to learn the project, it's stymieing you a little bit. Is that correct?
I know I can learn it. It just takes me a little while to get down, to understand the steps and get the repetition of it.
Well, I'm going to tell you that once you get it, you'll get it better than anyone else. And you know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So have confidence. I'm going to tell you to ask those two angels that I see off to your, the one off to your left and one off to your right, ask those angels for help. And I believe that that you'll find tomorrow is going to go a lot smoother than you originally anticipated. Okay?
Thank you.
You're
you
so welcome.
You don't see them offering me a paid position, do you?
A paid position right away, no, but down the road, yes.
Okay.
Not right away, but down the road, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, Lisa. And by the way, where are you calling in from?
Arizona.
Okay, very good. Well, enjoy Arizona, and thank you for calling in. And stick around. Listen to the rest of the show, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. Good night now. It's always hard sometimes when you work with people who give you a hard time, and a lot of times it's not for any good reason at all. And that's just the worst thing in the world, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Believe me, I've encountered that before.
I know. It can be so frustrating. Well, because I know everyone's playing Christmas this time of year. You know what I could be playing.
Please play Christmas music. I love it.
No, not going to, because everyone else is
Come
playing
on.
It. No, not till next week we get Christmas music. Right now, we take a short break. We'll be right back.
I was born 3 months too early. The doctor gave me 30 days. But I must have had my mama's will and God's amazing grace. I guess I'll keep on living, even if this love's to die for. 'Cause your bags are packed and I ain't crying. You're walking out and I'm not trying to change your mind, 'cause I was born to be the baby girl. Behind the crown, when the deck is stacked against me, I just play a different game. My roots are planted in the past, and though my life is changing fast, who I am is who I wanna be. The baby girl without a chance, a victim of circumstance, the one who ought to give up, but she's just too.
Survivor by our favorite person in the world,
Reba
McEntire, who also is in that show, Reba, which is...
I love that show.
I know. I watch it every morning. That's all I can
do. Well,
tell you.
You know what? I would DVR Reba all the time, and I've gotten to the point now where I can't even watch it because it's the same ones over and over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, it's... And then you learn the words that they're... I mean, we can recite the words, you know. I had to stop watching Reba in the morning. Well, also, I found out I was cutting into my meditation time every morning.
Oh, really?
Really? And so, I would like tonight, I'm going to do this tonight because, you know, we all know people who are ill, who have had cancer or other life-threatening illnesses. And there's this wonderful doctor by the name of Mitchell Gaynor, who is an oncologist in New York. And he works with Cornell University as well. And he has done tests and looked into the concept of how East and Western medicine is so different, because he believes that sound and music and certain vibrations can actually heal life-threatening diseases. And so it's not only happened, it's been proven over and over again, and we, you know, there's one young lady, her name is Marissa Harris, who had stage 4 pancreatic cancer and was told to go home and die. She had 6 months, maybe 9 months if she was really lucky. This was from Sloan Kettering, who's a wonderful, wonderful hospital.
Oh, absolutely.
And they did everything they could do. And so a friend of hers suggested she go to Dr. Gaynor, and she went. And he says, there's a lot we can do. And he taught her to play the bowls, you know, the bowls, the Tibetan bowls. And it's not that he was teaching her to be Buddhist. He was teaching her to enjoy the sound vibration, because our bodies are basically made up of vibration. That's what our bodies are, complete
uh-huh.
vibration, complete, the matter is vibrating. And what it did, it was helped align her chakras, which was kind of amazing. Not only did it align her chakras, but he also got her on some very good nutritional food and changed her diet. And then were able to do chemo and radiation. And guess what? It's 18 years later, and she's preaching from the pulpit of every holistic fair out
wow.
there saying, change the way you eat, change the way you live, and it is amazing what happened to me.
Amazing.
I have his one of his meditations, one of his shorter meditations. And at the end of the show tonight, we're going to sign off a little bit earlier because we're going to include this meditation at the end of the show.
Oh, great idea.
Because I think it's just so relaxing. And so I'm going to tell everybody to stay tuned. If you just listen to it and you just relax and listen to what's said and listen to the music, and there's toning, there's music being played, there's not only great sound to it, but there's great vibrational quality. And they've actually done tests that a person who has listened to this just one time, their immune system becomes stronger. The things that fight some of the killer things that come in your body, the killer cells became stronger. I can go into a whole scientific, you know, dissertation of what it can do, but it just blows your mind, and I just think that this is something that everybody's really going to enjoy. And again, it's called Meditations for Sound Healing, and it's by Dr. Mitchell Gaynor. And it's really being able to connect to your own natural source of healing, and it's really wonderful. He has pioneered the concept of doing some, you know, chanting in conjunction with music
uh-huh.
and with the metal bowls or the crystal bowls.
Yeah,
and, you
yeah.
know, I use those in my therapy center, and I believe in it, you know, wholeheartedly. But it's just so incredible. There's an increase in the natural killer cell activity among all healthy subjects when they use imagery. Imagery is kind of like when we know a person has cancer. And so they tell them, they get a picture, they show them what a picture of that cell looks like. And then they have somebody imagine a shark is eating that.
Oh.
Isn't that amazing?
So basically you can kill the cells yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And then they are actually able to boost or dampen what they call the lymphocyte response in skin tests for the herpes virus, the zoster.
Really?
Yeah. And so I always have a hard time, varicella zoster. And they are able to actually send the message to the immune system to either rush to the site of the test and cause a stronger inflammatory response or to lie back. And this is just done through the sound vibration, so it's really amazing. So, you know, if we can increase the number of disease-fighting lymphocytes in our body, it's just amazing what can happen. You know, it's just amazing. So we're going to play that tonight, and that'll be at the
cool.
end of the show.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I think everyone will really enjoy it. So now what I think we should do is we should take another one of our wonderful callers who's been waiting so patiently.
Absolutely.
Let's do it. And I think her name is Veronica. Hi, welcome to the show, Veronica.
Hi.
Hi, where are you calling in from today?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, very. What part of Pennsylvania? You don't have to be too specific, but are you near Hershey?
No, I live in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay, I would love to be able to help you. How can I help you tonight?
I just wanted a general reading on like just what spirit has to say to me and what's coming up.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll be happy to do a – we generally only do one question because we have so many people that are calling in, so we don't just do like an entire reading on the show only because we wouldn't be able to get through half our callers that way. Is there one specific question that you're concerned with, perhaps a romantic issue?
I don't have any romance. Well, I guess work-related.
Okay, let's take a – okay, so you want to learn about work?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a look there. Okay. Are you currently employed?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this question. Have you considered going into the healthcare field somehow, some way?
I'm in mental health. That's where I work.
Oh, there you go. Okay, good, because that's what I was getting really, really strong. You're in definitely the right field. I'm going to tell you, I got to tell you, share a couple of things with you. Number one, you're very good at what you do. Number two, sometimes you feel like you're taken advantage of greatly. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And the third thing that I'm going to tell you is that you just want to make sure that people recognize you for what you're doing, and sometimes you don't feel like you're recognized for what you're doing and the efforts that you make and the contributions that you make. But I'm here to tell you that give it some more time. You eventually will be recognized for your efforts and what you do, okay? Because you can actually be given greater tasks than what you're right now. What you're currently doing is okay, but there are bigger and better tasks that you could be doing that you should be doing because you're perfectly capable. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay. And I do see that coming down the road. It's not going to come to 2012. But I do see that that's coming in, and that will be coming your way, okay?
Okay, good.
Okay. So does that make you happy?
Yes, it does.
I like that. Very, very good. Now, let me ask you a question. I got two questions for you. Do you know what frankincense and myrrh really is?
I just know of it from the Bible, but I don't know what it's.
You know what's funny? You're just like, we all said the same thing. We think it's the essence of a plant of some kind, but we're not quite sure. We thought we'd ask everybody who calls in tonight just to see, you know, what they might think it is, because we're not really sure.
Isn't it oil? Well, I don't know. I was wondering if it was oil.
Well, I think it breaks down to an oil, but I think, I always thought one was like a resin or something. I don't know why, but that's what I always thought. So we're going to find out tonight, and when we do find out, we're going to talk about it on the air, and if you keep listening, you'll find out too, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, fair enough. Listen, thanks so much, and how did you find us tonight, by the way?
I've seen you all the time online, but usually when I, like, click in, it's like 8 minutes left, so I'm, like, late in the game, so I caught it right when I saw it.
Well, I'm glad you clicked on earlier tonight, and I'm glad you got through. You have a very Merry Christmas, okay?
Thank you, you too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. So that's a, see, everyone knows, we all know frankincense and myrrh. We know the three kings carried it in gold. We know in Catholic service, I know we have frankincense and myrrh. What do you have? I'm thinking that one is like a berry that comes off a tree, and the other I thought was like some kind of resin, like a sap type stuff. Well, essential oil makes sense, right? So we'll go with that until someone tells us better. You just want one to be a rock?
Nobody heard anything I just said.
Because
I was
you're muted again.
Jess
is really tired tonight. I you're sitting next to me, so I didn't realize you were weren't coming through the earpiece.
And normally our producer goes, "Hey, what's
I know,
going on?"
I know. I wonder what our producers. I think everybody's just. I'm sorry, folks. We're just a little off our game tonight.
Yeah.
I think. We just
well, I was talking about myrrh being a rock.
I don't think myrrh's a rock. Why do you want myrrh to be a rock?
I want myrrh to be a rock. I picture this big, like charcoal-looking rock.
No, I don't think it is. You know, I mean, if Daniel
Couldn't
Rivers was in the chat room,
Couldn't Google it.
We'll Google it, but I don't want to Google it until we give people a chance to answer.
Yeah, where is
My
Daniel
guess
tonight?
Is, I don't know where Daniel is. You know, I was remiss because I had a lot of clients today and. And I had to do what all women do once a year. I had to go for the big gynecologist.
I hated.
The whole pap smear thing. Everyone loves that. And I had that this afternoon, so I didn't have time to send my emails, so sorry about that.
You can't go to the gynecologist and send emails at the same time?
You want to hear the funniest thing? You know what? You know me. I would do something like that. You could see me with the laptop on my stomach saying, you do your thing, I'm going to do mine. But I have a friend who's gynecologist. True story. I don't even know if she's listening tonight because she does listen sporadically. But she, you know her. Yeah, okay. Her gynecologist was running for political office in her town, and they had all these buttons that they were giving out that said vote for Rodriguez or whatever. Okay, so she went in for her exam. And, you know, he's like, okay, let's put your feet in the stirrups. And she had put the button in a spot that was Yeah, she said he laughed so hard he could hardly do the exam. Yeah, I thought only you, Lucy, would do that. I love that sense of humor.
That's cute.
Great. That's really good. Well, on that note, we should probably take just a quick short break. Then we're going to take a whole bunch more calls. I see we've got more people on the line. We will get to each and every one of them. And
how
I do.
Would you put a button there?
I don't know if it was Velcro. I don't want to know.
Just visually picturing this, thinking, how is
that
even
just
possible?
I kind of balanced it in place. Let's just put it that way. Don't make me go into detail here. She just did, and it was funny. I also know that Susie Q is, she just texted me on my cell phone, and she is listening to the show via her cell phone tonight, and she's very sorry she couldn't be in the chat room, but she does not have access to a computer at her mom's assisted living facility, which we totally understand. We're just thrilled that she's with us. So she's not only with us in spirit, she's actually physically with us.
Oh, cool. Hey, Susie.
You're listening, so thanks, Susie. We're going to take a very short break, and then we're going to take a whole bunch more calls. Here we go.
Suicide. And I'll be
I'll Be by Edwin McCain, which is a pretty good singer, actually. Have you ever heard of him before, Jessica?
Yes.
You have?
I have heard that song so many times.
Have you really?
Yeah, that's one of those songs that they play absolutely to death, and I could probably sing it in my sleep.
You know what? There are certain songs lately that it just seems like they play over and over and over again, and I've discovered that I don't know if anybody else out there is like this, but do you have a tendency, like if you like a song, to play it over and over and over again?
I do, because there are certain songs I like to sing. I'm a Bon Jovi freak.
Yeah.
And I could play
and
Bon Jovi.
I always thought
song.
He was gay.
Why? Because of the hair thing?
He's just such a little dude. I don't know.
He's really not that little.
He's not gay, is he? And people love him.
He has a wife.
People are sitting at the phone
kids.
Right now. They're thinking, he's not gay. But I always thought he kind of was, and I don't know why I thought that.
No, because back when the big hair band thing,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And he was one of those bands, but he's a cutie. How could you say that?
I don't know. I guess, you know, was he? I just never even really listened to his
and
music.
Always loved
I
his
know.
Voice. I wanted to see him. When he was here, he performed in Tampa, and I
yes.
really wanted to go.
Yeah.
But
oh,
he
fine.
Sold out, like, in a day.
Yeah. Well, okay, but what about that other site I was telling you about, the auction site where you can buy stuff? I mean, you can buy tickets, you can buy all kinds of stuff. If
you can buy tickets, concert tickets?
Well, they have tickets and like gift cards to get stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, really?
So, yes. And I was showing Jessica how to use that site. I told everybody, if you want to find out about it, go to my Facebook. It's on there. What did we buy? I bought a
Walmart gift card.
Yes, for how much? 60
for
cents or something.
Like
yeah.
Less than $1.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It was great. I'm telling
you. So I'm going to try it tonight. And
you have to. It's so
cool. If I don't
cool.
win something, I'm not going to be happy, though.
But you got to do what I said, what I told
well,
you.
Well, I will. I was
that's
on eBay, and you have always done the eBay thing for
yep.
so many years. And I decided this week, I'm like, look, I have a few things that I want to get. If I can get them cheaper through eBay, what the heck?
Okay, what does that say up there? What do you see that certificate up there? Education specialist, Dr. Jenny. What does it say? University. I went to eBay University. How scary is that? Is that sad? I actually went to I really did. I went to eBay University, and I took the classes, and I became certified. So that's how I knew
yeah,
eBay
so, you know
so
your
well.
Stuff.
It changes so quick, though, and I'm not on top of it anymore.
Well, and I have some friends who are sellers on eBay, but...
And making, you know, six
making
figures.
A living. They don't
yeah.
have to do anything else, which
yeah.
is wonderful.
Making six figures.
But I just wanted to buy one thing.
I
and
know.
This one person kept bidding against me. I wanted to reach through the computer and punch
but
them.
I told you, call me next time. I'll show you how to what they call sniping on
snipe?
eBay. There's a way to snipe.
Is that like Skyping?
No, it's called sniping. It's the official term. And if anybody wants to know how to do that, you go to like your local Barnes & Noble, and they have all these books lined up that say eBay, be an eBay king, and all this stuff. Just look in the back and look under the word sniping. And it's where you open two screens.
Why do you have to do all that? I just
because
want to
then
win.
You get the item and you win and you're done. See, they think they're the highest bidder, and you have to watch the time clock go down. And you watch it in the other screen, and you have your bid ready to go in the other screen, all queued up and ready to go. And the second it gets to a certain point, you click it. The other guy thinks he's won, and then all of a sudden he's like, my God, what just happened? It ended, and you won. And it's so frustrating for them, but it's so much
well,
fun.
I had bid on this thing, and nobody else bid on it. I'm like, yay. But it was getting late, and I thought, oh, I've won it.
Yeah.
Well, that was stupid.
And then you didn't.
I didn't.
I'm sorry about that. Well, if they have another one, let me know. I'll show you how to do it.
Yeah.
There's a trick to it.
I'm done.
You're done? You're done?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to do the other auction site?
I will do that.
I'm telling you, the stuff I got.
See, I'm limited fundage-wise, so I have to be careful.
I know. That's the only thing. Let's talk about that after the show.
Okay.
Because I have a suggestion, too. I think we should talk to Mariah because she's been waiting for 45 minutes, and that shows just wonderful patience. So we're going to put her live on the air. Hi, Mariah. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I am wonderful. Oh, wait a second. I know this voice.
You do.
This
how are
voice,
you?
I'm doing great. This is from New Orleans, correct?
Yeah, but I'm on vacation.
You're in Texas?
Yeah.
How do I know that? Why is that so sad that I know that? I mean, You know how many clients I have, and this I have memorized. I don't know why. I know.
You a stalker of people on vacation?
I must be. How are you doing?
I'm okay, and I know that frankincense and myrrh are resin, and you burn them, and it makes a scent.
Okay, so frankincense and myrrh is something.
Both
they,
of them?
They're both
it's kind of like an amber color. Yeah, it's like an amber colored resin.
Okay. And so both of them are resins, correct?
Yes, both of them, to my knowledge, are resins. At least they've always been when I've encountered them. Yeah, and you burn them. And it's just fragrant.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for sharing that, because we really had no idea. Somebody told me that somebody had said prior to this that it was like a bud that grows on a rose bush, but I don't think that's the case. So I like this. And as a matter of fact, it says, I just looked it up, myrrh is the aromatic, without using all the technical terms, but it is a natural resin in the natural gum of a tree. And when it penetrates through the bark into the sapwood. Okay, the tree bleeds resin. But it also has really huge thorny spikes on it. So it must be very difficult to cultivate, I would imagine. Interesting.
Which probably is what made it a valuable gift then.
I would say you're absolutely correct. And they said that they used to take the myrrh beads, which is what I saw, and crushed these seeds, and that these were traditionally worn also by the Malay woman. I don't know why, but they would crush them and then make things out of them as well. So there you go. I didn't know that. Thank you. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty cool.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, that's number one A for knowing that. That
yes,
just means
there you go.
You're really,
she gets
really
the prize.
Smart. She gets the prize. She does get the prize. So how can I help you tonight?
Okay, so I'm on vacation, which is good. I've been on vacation. I have a 40-day vacation, so I've been on vacation.
How many days?
And then 40.
40-day
wow.
Vacation. Oh, my goodness. That's not a vacation, honey. That's like moving. That's great.
They were like, are you Noah? Are you building an ark? Who goes on vacation for 40 days? Leave me alone.
That's great. So you're having a good time.
Sue me for saving up my vacation time. Like, you know. Yeah. I don't tell you all to take your vacation in 3-day increments. Like, that's you.
I'm glad you did 40 days. So how is Texas treating you?
It's okay. It's raining a lot. It's very cold. I read a lot. I get a lot of reading done, which is a good thing. So I'm trying to go visit my aunt over the weekend in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And have the option of moving there to sort of be, I guess, an assistive caregiver of one of the team.
Okay.
So I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it, though.
Assisted caregiver, huh?
Yeah. There'd be other people, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not equipped to deal with that magnitude of injury, but on my own.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What is your motivation for doing it?
I'm not sure. I have different motivations. I took care of my aunt. I took care of my grandparents. So it's not like it's something that I haven't done. You know, mm-hmm. like it's not bizarrely foreign to me. Mm-hmm. Part of me sort of like, you know, it's only for a year is my plan if I did it. I'm kind of like, well, it might be nice to give myself kind of a year of rest from general work. I'd get a lot more reading done.
True.
yeah.
But I got to ask a question. Weren't you going to?
Yeah.
I thought the last time you called into the show, we were talking about you becoming an EMS worker.
Yeah, and then school went all crazy. And so, I mean, and I have the option of looking into school again. You know, when finances are a little more settled.
Okay.
You know, and so part of me was like, okay, I have to make sure that if I was going to do this, it's not like out of a guilt of feeling like I needed to do something.
Right.
And I'm kind of, you know, past that point. you know,
here's
like,
my concern.
I don't think there's a lot of guilt with me, but yeah.
No.
But it would be a good thing.
My concern is this, and I'll be very straightforward. First of all, I'm going to say two things, and nobody knows who I'm truly speaking with, so they won't put two and two together. But I'm going to call you out on two things. Number one, you're a very kind and compassionate person, and you will be taken advantage of in that situation. That concerns me, number one. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And I think you know that as well as I do, because you've been taken advantage of in other positions just because you care too much. Okay? Do you know what I'm saying? And it's not so much that you care too much. It's that you will never let anyone suffer, whether it be human being or animal. Okay? So that's number one. Number two, my other concern, and it's not so much a concern as a statement, for God's sakes, girl, your mother's the president of a major university. You can get into that school and finish up, and you know it.
Yeah.
You know it. So why are you not doing that?
I don't know. I think just because I've been overwhelmed and sloppy.
Okay. But
you have a whole lot of options, which are good. I like options. Options are a good thing.
Options are a good thing. They are. But the one thing you keep, it's like you circle it, you step around it, you take one foot forward and two steps back, is completing that education. And there's no time like the present, and the time is clicking on that. And so I'm going to tell you my advice is, and I'm going to ask the angels, you know, to make sure that I get verification on this, because I think it's really important. I think that you need to finish your education. I think that needs to be the most important thing in your life right now.
Okay.
I know you didn't expect me to say that, but that's what I think you need to do, because once you've got that under your belt, it makes absolutely every single other thing that you go to do that much easier, because it plays a role in every single other thing that you will do. It will play a role in. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Okay. So don't you think it's time to just bite the bullet and get it done?
Yeah, maybe. It would explain the reoccurring dream.
Tell us about the reoccurring dream.
Oh, it's always that I'm in school, except sometimes I'm high school and sometimes it's college, and
it's
a matter of finishing it, and like last night's was high school for some reason, and that I was, for whatever reason, trying to catch the bus to get to school. It was like, I don't know when the bus goes, and I'm going to miss the bus. And it was like this big stress to not miss the bus.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure I graduated high school, and I don't understand why I have to get the bus anyway.
I think it's a metaphor for time. The time, you know, it's that time is ticking, and it's something you need to do, because having that degree will positively impact every other job that you have from this point forward. And it's the one thing that is a little bit time sensitive for reasons both you know and I am aware of, and so you need to really do something about that. You need to quit playing and stepping around it, because I've never seen anybody circle it as much as you do, but never just go in and bite the bullet and do it. So do it. That's what you need to do. That is my absolute advice to you right now. Do it. You have the ability, you have the connection, and you have everything else that's going to be needed to be put into place, and it will be. Just do it. How's that for strong?
Yeah, I'll meditate on that. No, make some phone calls.
You meditate on it, or listen to the end of the show. I'm going to have a meditation playing, and it's going to be so relaxing. You're going to love it. Seriously, it's really good. But I will tell you, it's something you need to seriously think about. Okay.
Yeah.
Seriously.
At least the crazy dream would stop.
There you go. You know, our dreams is just our subconscious mind trying to get to us, trying to get past those blocks that our conscious mind puts up so that we can continue to go down the path we're going down when we know we're really not supposed to be going down that path. You know as well as I do, it would help for you to go and be an assisted caregiver, but it's truly not what you want to do. I know it, and I know you know it. And I know what you need to do, and you know what you need to do. So as my grandmother used to say, and yes, I'm going to say it, either poop or get off the pot. And it's time for you, dear, to take care of business. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Okay. All right. And on that note, I'm going to let you go. But two great things came out of this. Well, really three great things. Number one, we found out what frankincense and myrrh is.
That's cool. I'm
That's
glad.
Really
I thought
cool.
it was a rock.
Right, exactly.
Probably not.
It's not. It's a bunch of sap and resin. And see, she knew it because she's smart, because she's supposed to be finishing up her degree. And number two, we found out that that you know your dreams will probably go away if because they're just a sign of what they're telling you to do. They're trying to get you in your sleep since you're not listening to them when you're conscious. And number three, you and I both know that becoming an assisted caregiver was never one of your top 10 list of things to do, right?
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, maybe it probably is. So do me a favor, next time you call in, I want to hear that you signed up for the spring.
Okay.
Is that doable?
Possibly.
I would love to hear that.
It'll be a crunch, but it might be doable.
But that's okay, because I'm being told that that's exactly what you need to do.
The people I work with are going to make ugly faces at me.
Well, that's okay.
Really.
Their faces were never that good looking before, right? Don't worry about their faces. Look, you know, people always say, oh, well, I don't have to worry because God's going to take care of me and you know, I'll pray and the angels. Well, sure, they're going to take care of you, but God also helps those who help themselves. And this is an opportunity that not many people have, that you need to make the most out of. And you have the smarts, you have the ability, you just need to say, okay, I'm going to do it, flip the switch, and go to it.
Okay.
I will talk to you soon. Deal?
Deal.
Okay. Take care. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Thanks. You take
Bye-bye.
Care, too.
Thank
Bye.
You. She happens to be one of my favorite people, as you know.
She's totally not going to listen to you.
I know she is. She's going to do it. I know she is. She's a brilliant girl, by the way. Absolutely.
Oh, I'm sure.
Brilliant. And she's
sure
called
she
in
is.
Before here, but it's been about 4 months since she called in, I think. But
and
a
she
wonderful
knows
person.
She needs to finish school, but she doesn't want to.
I know. And you can't, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't force it to drink, and I know that too. But by the same time, I really hope that she seriously considers that. Now, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to get on the phone with Natasha, who is next up in the queue. If you're looking to call in, you can call in at 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. And Susie Q, we got a shout-out to you because, you know, with you not being in the chat room, nobody's getting tucked in. It's a quiet chat room tonight, and just goes to show you that a chat room without Susie is like a chat room without sunshine. Isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it is. I think Jessica's going to vomit now. Okay, we'll be right back.
I need a sign. Let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere. Go, cause I feel us drowning in.
praying. You're with the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Jenny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we are talking to some great people. We're talking about our Christmas plans. We're talking about angels, definitely a lot about angels. We're talking about what our plans are, this, how busy it is this time of year, and how hard it is for certain people this time of year to just get through each and every day.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know? And there are a lot of people out there with broken hearts. And, you know, the one thing that you have to remember, as long as you keep moving forward, you could be moving closer to that special someone, the one you've been looking for your whole life. So don't give up. Don't be in despair because it's the holidays and maybe you don't have that special love that you had hoped you'd finally have this year to be able to spare to spend all that time with. Just keep in mind that there are other years coming, and there's a lot of great men out there and a lot of great women out there. And so if you're single and you're looking to meet somebody, don't give up. You know, it's sometimes they're literally just around the corner. I met a great guy once.
Give me a quarter.
I remember, when I was single, I'd go everywhere. You know, I couldn't sit home. Neither can
right.
you. And I remember meeting guys at some of the most unusual, wonderful places and having the
but,
best
okay,
time.
Okay, you are a very outgoing person.
Yes, I
and
am.
And that definitely
but,
helps. And for us that are not quite as outgoing, it's not as easy.
What do you think I do different than what you do?
Talk to anyone?
I don't talk to anyone. I don't
Hello, my name is Dr. Jenny.
I don't hear that. I absolutely, but I'm. I think I have a very open face. You know
no,
what I
you
mean?
Talk
like,
to anyone. You do.
Do I really?
You
just,
talk to people everywhere we go, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh.
Do I talk to them, or do they approach me and start talking to me first? Usually.
Well, it's a combo.
Okay, so the point is,
you're
I'm
just very, very friendly to people.
I'm very approachable. I think maybe that's it. Do you think that sometimes people give off a don't talk to me, I don't want anyone to talk to me, and I hope you don't talk to me, and you look, I don't mean you, I mean people look at other people that way, so people think, well, I'm not going to talk to her.
Probably.
I think so. I think people give, it's, I always used to say, I had a class on why people are single sometimes, you know, when you walk into a club, for instance, and the second somebody walks into a club, they have like a neon sign above their head that's flashing sometimes that says insecure. You can see it. It's written in, and it's, I mean, it's not a flashing sign for real, but it might as well be because they walk in with their shoulders a little hunched. They don't like to make eye contact. Their fingers are a little, you know, nervous. They've got sweat on it. You can tell right away.
Oh my
the
gosh.
Ones that are insecure right away, immediately. And I would love to take them and just, And that's one of the things we worked on is changing your persona of how people view you and walk in with the attitude that everybody in there is so happy that you're there.
Yeah.
And when you walk in with that kind of confidence and thinking everybody in this place is going to be so happy to see me and it's just so great and I'm so glad I'm coming because they're going to be happy and I'm going to be happy and you walk in with that attitude, then everyone looks at you like, oh, I want to get to know that person because you have this
that's
good
true.
Energy.
True.
It is. It does make a difference. It's kind of amazing. Let's go ahead and take Natasha because she has been waiting for a long time. Hi, Natasha. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you today?
We are wonderful, thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Michigan.
Michigan.
Yay,
I like
and
Michigan.
It's raining.
I know. You know it's raining. And do you know what's out in Michigan? What is it begins with an M. I was out there. It's where that wonderful movie was filmed with
Mackinac Island.
That's
Mackinac
it. Mackinac
Island.
Yeah. That's
Mackinac.
My favorite. I was out there and I loved it and it was cold getting out there that day. But what a beautiful island.
Yeah, it's very pretty. I've only been there once and I'd like to go back again and see it in a different light. So
I'm sure. Isn't that where that movie Christopher Reeves and Jane Seymour, Somewhere in Time or something like that? Where
I think you're right. I know a movie was filmed up there. I just don't know which one, but I think you could be right. So
such a good movie. It was such a wonderful love story. So how can I help you tonight?
I wanted to get, I have a relationship question, what you see. I have a very close male friend, we've, you know, been together for about 6 years, and we had a fallout argument on Sunday night, and we haven't really talked since, because I think we were both angry and both kind of hurt, but we haven't communicated, and I just wanted to see, if you see anything in the direction this relationship is going, or, you know, reconnection, or...
Okay, first of all, I'm going to tell you this. Are you two going to communicate again? Yes, of course. And I think you know that, right? I mean, I think you know that automatically, don't you?
Yes, I want to say that.
Yeah, well,
I know him, and I know when he gets angry, he could disconnect for, like, a couple days. So,
I'm not going to say he's not going to do that. I mean, he will disconnect for a couple of days. That goes without saying. But here's the thing. There are some things that you do compromise on, and you compromise all the time on them. But I think in this particular case, you felt like you couldn't compromise. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And that's what I'm being shown, that this was more of a learning experience for him, and realizing, you know, look, there are certain gray areas for you, but there are certain areas that aren't gray areas, and this was one of them, and you were not going to compromise, and that's just the way it is. And
right.
And I think you were absolutely right in saying what you said and doing what you did. So my answer to you is, number one, I'm being shown by the angels, support, two thumbs up, you did the right thing. You will start to communicate with him again. It's going to take him a few more days, but he'll cool off and he'll be fine.
Okay. So, if I could go deeper into that question, I mean, can you see or get a feeling of, you know where this relationship will ultimately
take
him?
Where is that relationship going to go? I knew
you
were going to ask
that. Is this a something to do for the meantime, or do you feel that it will grow?
I'm going to tell you that.
And you know, I just want to add. I'm not one of those females that's pushing for marriage because
right.
I've been there already. So
I understand.
So I'm actually, I'm not in a bad place. You know,
mm-hmm.
but you know, I am getting older, and I would like. To look into the future to know that I could spend it with somebody. It doesn't have to be marriage, but I like the companionship.
Okay,
and,
here's the thing I'm going to tell you.
Going so.
Mm-hmm. I see. I see a couple of things here.
Okay.
I see that this relationship, it's never been the relationship that you were hoping for. You know that. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
It's
been fell into a relationship.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of like. It's comfortable. It's kind of like that. Your favorite pair of jeans, you know, they fit
yeah.
great. They're worn well. You know what to expect out of them, and they never disappoint you. So, that's kind of what it's like. But the reality is, it just is. It just is. And there's no rockets. There's no I'm saying you're basically good friends, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And I do see a retreat between the two of you, meaning a pause, a slight break coming up. And it's not this one, okay? And
mm-hmm.
and what I see from that, I see you taking, you're going to be going somewhere. Do you travel for work or anything?
No, I actually just started a new job, and there's no travel involved that I'm aware of.
Okay.
So I'm
seeing a trip. You're going to be taking a trip. That's what I see. And believe it or not, when you get back from that trip, is when I see the true emotions are going to come out. Now, I'm not sure if it's with him or another guy, but at that point, the love is really going to be recognized. And by that, I mean, so follow with me here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
After that trip, either he is going to finally say, you know what, let's make this official, or it's going to be a new guy. I can't tell. I'm going to tell
okay.
you this, I can't tell. But it's after that trip that this is going to happen. And then I do see love, and I do see marriage and commitment.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, interesting.
But I cannot tell you if it's with him or not. I'm getting mixed signals on that. I'm seeing it can be him if it's he who you choose. So I guess basically it's really up to you. If this is the one you choose to be with, then this one will happen for you.
Oh, interesting.
That's kind of an unusual read, I know, but it's what I'm getting.
Yeah, and well, the funny thing is, although I don't travel for work, in 2012 I do have some plans to take a trip, and one is with my daughters because
mm-hmm.
I do have daughters, and
when is that trip
planned? Well, that one is supposed to be for their spring break, which is in April,
mm-hmm.
and him and I talked about taking a trip also in 2012, but it'll. Of course, have to be later on in the year because, you know, my daughter's trip is first priority. And so that is interesting.
It's interesting because I'm going to tell you that's about the right timing that I'm seeing too. So I think that when you get back from that trip, one or two things are going to happen. He's either going to say to you, look, you know, we've been playing at this a little bit, but let's make it more official. Because I think, you know, it's either going to be that or you're going to meet another guy. And that's going to be so quick and so fast, it's going to make your head spin. So it's either going to be him or another guy, but you're going to be looking at true love by that time. By summertime, look out. Get ready for lots of fun.
Do you have time for one more question? Or I don't want to disrespect other people's time.
No, go ahead. One more question, please.
Okay. I just started a new job in August. Mm-hmm. I've been dealing with some personality conflicts, and I don't know why, because I want to believe I'm an approachable, friendly person. You know, I'm working the job. I'm not sure if I feel that this company or this job particularly is going to be long-term, because I'm just kind of, you know, going through the motions right now, knowing that mm-hmm. I need a job and I need a paycheck. Do you see anything for me as far as job, this company, something else, is long-term, short-term place of employment? Or
yeah, let me take a look here. Do they have another company they're affiliated with?
That's
like an odd question, but you'll know what I'm talking about. Because I'm being told, yeah.
Well, yes and no, because it's a company that changed names, but they're affiliated with
mm-hmm.
other companies around the country, but it's the
okay.
same industry, just different companies.
This sounds odd, but I feel like you'll be with them, but you'll be with one of their affiliated companies.
Oh, okay.
I know.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I again, you know, I can only tell you what's being shown to me. They're saying affiliated. That's what the angels are saying, affiliated. So it's with you'll be with them, but with it's an affiliated company. Okay.
Okay.
And,
okay, good.
And yeah, that's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh,
Merry
no, this
Christmas.
Was, this was good. Thank you. Merry good. Christmas to both of you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you
God
too.
Bless. Take care now.
God
bye-bye.
Bless. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, very sweet. Good energy. She had a good energy.
She did.
Anyway, you know, isn't it? You can always tell, can't you?
Well, you can feel that good, positive
the energy. Yeah,
you
I
know?
Love that. I love that. And I guarantee you, she knows what she wants out of life and what she won't put up with in life, and she does really, really well.
Well, that's probably why she gets personality conflicts at work, just because she is a positive force, you know?
Right, exactly, you know, and I just love that. Oh, my gosh, I love that. You know what? She's a strong woman, so we're going to play this song just for her.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend, cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor, no one's ever gonna keep me down again, whoa.
I gained it.
Are you strong, Jessica?
I am strong.
I'm invincible.
I am woman.
Woman. Very good. Okay. Helen Reddy and I am woman. This is the Christian Psychic Cafe. We come to you every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we want to thank everybody for tuning in. We've got a lot more show to go still tonight, so let's go ahead. And I've got a caller here. It looks like her name is Susan. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you. Where are you calling from, Susan?
Delaware.
Delaware, Northeast. Very good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how can I help you tonight, honey?
Well, I wanted to find out my boyfriend's brother just passed away last week.
Okay.
And they're not really sure. His son found him in his home.
Mm-hmm. Something in the chest, right?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I feel it in the chest. I feel the warmth in the chest. And it's an odd. It's an odd thing. Was he taking medications?
Yeah.
Legal or otherwise?
I believe they would have been legal, yes. Most of them were probably legal prescriptions, I'm thinking.
Okay.
He had actually, well, before, you know, let me know what you, I'll give you the details later, but, you know, something had happened to him 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was on a lot of different medications.
Mm-hmm. What
but
I'm
they don't know if it was accidental or what.
What I'm going to tell you is I feel like it was the medications basically made him stop, made his heart stop. That,
medications
that,
did.
What's that?
The medications did, you said?
Yeah. That's
yeah.
What I'm sensing. I'm sensing.
Wow. That is so on key. I mean, that's what they're doing an autopsy, but, I mean, that's what I kind of believed. I'm just wondering, do you have any sense? Did he try to take his life, or was he...
Oh,
just,
No. Let me
he was just taking
here.
Too much?
He did not try to take his life. What happened to him was he was trying to offset something that was happening to him. Okay? Let me see.
I mean, he was depressed, wasn't he?
Oh, well, sure, he was depressed,
yeah.
But
yeah.
Was he trying to kill himself? I'm getting a... I mean, I'm asking the angels right now,
mm-hmm.
and I'm getting no with a vibration.
Okay.
Okay?
Can I explain something to
you?
Yeah,
please, yeah.
All right. 2 years ago, two or maybe it may have been as long as three. You know, time just goes by, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He did try to attempt suicide
mm-hmm.
at that point.
Mm-hmm.
He shot himself in the head.
Okay.
And he was found in his truck by his father's cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
He had lost his wife, his first wife, years and years ago. Before I've been dating my boyfriend for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
So his first wife, before I even met him, apparently had died in a car accident. He never really, you know, got over her, and then he remarried this other woman.
Mm-hmm.
And there were issues in the marriage, of course. You know,
she
things, and there were things because she had children that had some drug problems.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up having an affair. It's a long story, but he had an affair, and apparently the family's all mad at her because they think she has something to do with it. Apparently she had an affair on him.
She did.
You know, after he, you know, they got married, they were divorced. It's just very complicated because it's a
mm-hmm.
large family, and my boyfriend doesn't really know everything, all the details.
Mm-hmm.
His daughter, you know, just got married, like, in October.
Mm.
And it's just, I just really didn't feel that he committed suicide this time. I mean, I do believe something happened. And again, I think it was medication that caused him to commit, because they say that can cause that too. And
mm-hmm.
I think he was over-medicated when he took his life, because
mm-hmm.
Maybe abusing medication to a point. You know, I know he was taking Xanax and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then he was on pain medication, I think, after... yeah, he survived, you know, shooting himself in the head, and he lost his eye, lost
mm-hmm.
his job. He even tried suing the company because they apparently, they're, you know, I guess because of the suicide attempt, they didn't recognize him. They didn't do him too well after he had to leave the company.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there were a lot of issues. But it's, you know, I really just, I don't feel in my heart that he tried to take his life this time.
Now, I'm going to tell you what's going to come back on this, okay?
Yeah. And they're all blaming her, the second wife.
No, she didn't know. No.
They said, well, I think she was an enabler to a point.
Okay.
Giving him the medication
when he
wanted
it. I mean, did she, are you saying they're suggesting she mixed the drugs up and gave him an accident?
No. Not
okay.
that she caused.
Because that did not happen.
That part, I think they blame her to what extent it went to, I guess. I don't know the, you know, like I said, all the details, but that's what my boyfriend said.
Okay.
And he doesn't blame her. And I said, you know, I met the woman. I'd known her 3 years. And, yes, she had children on drugs. Yes, I think he was put under a lot of stress with that situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Overall, it wasn't a healthy situation maybe he was in. But I don't believe that she caused this death at all.
Let me tell you right now. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
They were both unhealthy people. Okay, they both
were they?
Had... Well, they were both mentally unhealthy people. Okay,
mm-hmm.
He did suffer from severe depression.
Yes,
he
I
was
think so.
On
mm-hmm.
lots of different medications.
Okay,
I think that he was also suffering from severe headaches, migraines of
okay.
some kind.
Yeah, and that probably was due to the shot when he shot himself. I think he
wouldn't
probably
doubt
did. Yes.
Well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was in pain and trying to get out of pain, and he took.
Mm-hmm.
medication, and I'm sure he's taken the same amount on other occasions, and it didn't cause
mm-hmm.
this, but for this time, this particular
mm-hmm.
time, it just caused him to, his heart just stopped. That's what I get. His heart just
wow.
stopped. Just couldn't take it. So there was no intent.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was
no
intent.
No intent at all.
Do you think he went without any pain?
I think he fell asleep and never woke up.
Yeah. That's what
I
think.
Don't think there was
they thought there. Maybe he was gone for a couple of days, actually.
Okay.
Before his son found him.
Oh, well, that's a very hard way, and I'm getting a very validation of that. Who is Frank? Or I'm getting
Frank?
A Richie, a guy with an R in the front of his name, and I'm getting like a Frank or an F. Do you get? Is there anyone associated with this, with those initials?
On his side.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter on whose side. Just someone who's
I have an Uncle Frank.
Okay. But he's still alive.
No. No.
Oh, he's not still
this
alive.
This person's still alive?
No. This person's coming across. So you have an Uncle Frank
yes,
who's
yes.
on the other side. Okay. That
I have an Uncle Frank. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I have an Uncle Frank that's passed away.
He's the one who's coming across telling me he kind of welcomed him there. He welcomed him in, okay?
Mm,
I know that,
okay.
that the connection may not be there in your mind, but it was in theirs, okay?
Okay.
That's how it works sometimes, okay? So
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you that he was there, he welcomed him across, okay? And what he's showing me is sunshine, and I know that seems odd to you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing that was missing. And what was his name, the one who passed?
It's John.
John, okay.
Yeah.
He didn't have sunshine in his life for so long,
mm-hmm.
and now I just see this bright, radiant sunshine behind
mm.
him, and he's just so
wow.
happy now. He's just so happy.
Is he? Yeah.
And that's something he hasn't had for so long. So
yeah.
I think that's important. And if there's one message that I'm getting from him is stop
mm-hmm.
the blame game. Stop the blame
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
It wasn't
yeah.
anybody's fault. It had to be, is what he's saying. It had to be. In other words,
well, yeah. And my boyfriend was just at the wedding, hit the daughter's wedding, and
mm-hmm.
I was going to go. I didn't go, and now I feel bad about not going. But my boyfriend said that he was fine. You know, I mean, he
yeah,
was happy.
Yeah, no, he wasn't in a real. I mean, he was depressed, sure, but he was always depressed. I mean, that.
But he was living by himself. I think there were issues with this wife because, like I
mm-hmm.
said, they weren't together.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of different things that went on, but I think the heart, yeah, and that's the thing that I need to pass on to my boyfriend because he's just like, he just can't believe it. It was a shock, you know, the initial shock.
Well, it
shock
was a shock, but he needs to know it wasn't on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
What is the deal with, who drove the hot rod car? Not a hot rod car, but.
Oh, his other brother-in-law.
Okay.
His
okay.
brother-in-law, I think.
Okay,
yes, I think it's his brother-in-law. Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's pointing
yeah.
that out. It's his way of validating it's him who's coming across.
He may have had a car, though, too, I think. He had one. I think he had – actually, it was him, I remember. Jeff told me, because this was all before I knew my boyfriend, but he told me I think he had a hot rod car, too.
Okay.
I mean, you know, something like a Corvette or something.
Yeah, he's showing me the hot rod car, and it's supposed to validate to your boyfriend that it is him who's coming across so that he knows that the messages that you're getting are right and valid and true, okay?
Oh, that's so amazing.
Okay, yeah. Good. That'll help you when you talk to him. Just let him know. He says he's happy. He's happy. I'm happy now is what he's saying. I'm happy now. I'm trying to see if I'm getting anything else from him. Hold on. I don't know what he's saying. I thought he was saying mayor, but I'm sure he wasn't. Maybe it's just May. Something happened in May. Is May a special month for some reason? Is there?
I wouldn't know about that. I can ask my boyfriend because he would know that. Maybe I don't know when his birthday is or anything.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Is
there anything that he hasn't for? I mean, I know you can't. You know, messages to his family. His mother's still living.
Nothing but apologies that he put everybody through so much, and he's so very sorry. But that they should know he's in a good place now. That's the most important thing. And tell his mother to stop crying. He's saying, tell her to stop crying. She cries a lot at night alone.
Yeah.
She cries.
I'm sure she does.
And
she has
a picture of him, supposedly. And I think it's a picture of him prior to him. When he shot himself prior to that. And she looks at this a lot and she cries her eyes out. And he wants her to know enough. Stop. Be happy for him. He's finally happy.
She's in a lot of pain because there's like 8 children in the family and she lost her husband, you know, years ago. Before, again, I never met him.
The husband used to wear a cap like a Greek fisherman's cap. You find that out. You'll see what I'm talking about.
He was a fireman.
Oh, really? So odd.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, okay. He's there. He's with him.
Okay.
He stands back a bit. He's letting the son come forward, but he stands back a bit.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Well, I will let my boyfriend know that. Thank you so much for that validation and that information.
You're very, very welcome. Many blessings to you. I'm going to say have a Merry Christmas because you know what? He's out of his misery. He's happy.
No.
And
my boyfriend and I have gotten us, we're very, it's brought us closer because we've been through a lot right now. We don't live together, but I just adopted my 6-year-old granddaughter. And,
good. Congratulations.
Yeah, she's 4. She was 4. Now she's 6. I've had her for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend has been a big part of her life, and I keep saying, focus, she needs you. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know he needs to mourn. He hasn't mourned yet.
Well, and that's what I just got from the brother is tell him not to feel guilty that he's still living.
Yes.
Okay.
I think he does.
I know. That's what he just told me. He's saying tell him not to feel guilty that he's still living. He's saying he's earned the right. Okay.
I know. He was very close to all of his kids. I mean, all the kids in the family. You know, his brothers and sisters. And this is the first one to go. So he was only 53. And it's just really, really sad.
I'm truly very sorry.
Tomorrow's the funeral, so I missed the viewing tonight, but, you know, I don't even know they had an open casket.
Well, here's the funny thing
tonight.
I'm going to tell you. It is so rare. It is so incredibly rare that I can speak to somebody who's just crossed over. It
really?
It almost never happens. It usually takes about 4 months. It's so rare.
Wow.
There's a reason for it. I think it was to relieve some of the pain that's going on.
I know the whole family is going through a lot.
Make sure you relate that information, okay, Susan?
I will. Thank you so much.
Sweetie. You're so welcome.
All right.
Many
blessings to you.
Thank
you. All right. Have a great Christmas.
You too. Bye-bye. Wow. That was
crazy.
Yeah, that's sad, huh?
Yeah, that's the first time I've known that you've been able to talk to somebody right after.
I know. It usually takes about 4 months, and that's because they have to learn how not to affect somebody's free will. But again, it's always in God's hands, and if it was important that that message get out to the family, which it obviously was, it'll happen, you know. That's wonderful. And I just saw this big sun behind him, like he's happy, like, you know. Like
sounds
it was,
like he's been through a lot.
He's been through a lot, but that's what he's saying. I'm happy. He's light. He's happy. We're going to do a short song, and I think Let the Sunshine In is appropriate.
Yeah.
the Christian Psychic Cafe. Do you know what? That was Age of Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In.
I love that song.
I do, too. It's such a good song. I like it so much. I told you something that happened today. I'm going to share it with people because it was
yeah,
so
sure,
good. It was so good.
Unique.
It was really unique. I mentioned I had a doctor's appointment this afternoon, and so I had finished up my my calls, and I had about a half hour. And I'm going to admit that I put my feet up on my desk, and I sort of fell asleep, completely sound asleep. I mean, I was dreaming. That's
how
asleep I was. And then someone started poking me on the arm. And I woke up to, like, who is poking me? And there was no one there. And then realized I had to leave. I would have been late to go to the doctor. And if I have a great doctor. What's your doctor? You recommended.
Yeah.
If you are 15 minutes late for the appointment, don't come because he's not going to take you. And I love that. I hate when people come 30 minutes late and everyone's appointments are late because of that
person. And his waiting room is never packed out because he has it planned exactly.
My appointment was 2:20. He took me at 2:20 exactly, you know. And I just thought, I mean, I'm not kidding. You know, you're an absolute, and someone's poking me in the arm. I think it was one of my angels waking me up saying, go to the doctor. What are you doing? You have to leave now.
Probably. Either that or your mom, who you've been trying to bug for the last 3 days.
Well, she finally came, so that's okay. Yeah,
she's going, wake up. You bugged me for the last 3 days.
Yeah,
go to the doctor.
Go to the doctor now. Yeah, I think it was her, to be honest.
I'm sure.
I know.
Like something she would do.
Yeah,
she's
would.
Lucky she didn't spin around in her chair.
Look, I didn't get like an auto eject button in the chair. That's right. No, I think it was because it was just, but it was, I'd never had that before. Now, you've been touched before.
I have.
I've had a stroke on the cheek once.
Oh, that's nice.
Which was awesome. I was going through a really difficult time after my mom had died, and she had come, and she was talking to me, and then stroke, and I.
Yeah, I think that's so cool that you can hear people that have passed on, because when my mom passed on, I mean, I kept expecting to get some kind of signs, because she knows how you and
I know,
you know, I kept telling her, you know, communicate with me. I want to know what's happening.
Let me tell you something, though. When I first started having that ability, you know, you think you're going crazy. Let's be honest.
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I remember the guy over there. Remember the guy in the tree branch? I'll never forget that. When that started, when the communication was, like, really good, and we were talking, Jessica and I were talking on the phone one day. And, you know, you could be clairvoyant, clairsensitive, and you can have be clairaudient. There's five different clairs, but the thing is, I seem to have a little of all.
Right.
And it doesn't always work that way. It's very rare.
Lucky to hear it
and
see
things
and
have divisions. Well, I was driving, and I'm driving, and there's this guy sitting on this branch in this tree, and I'm like, what? And I called you up, and I was like, okay, I think I'm losing my mind now because this is really freaky. And do you know the only way that I knew I wasn't going crazy was that kind of stuff started to get validated?
Yeah.
I'll tell you all the story, and this was like the freakiest thing in the world. My grandmother, when I was 5 years old, my grandfather had died. Of pleurisy and pneumonia and tuberculosis. He was really ill.
Right.
And so I only know him from laying in a bed with an oxygen mask on. And so he had passed away. My grandmother started dating about a year later or so, and she met this wonderful guy named Walter. And Walter and her hit it off, and they were wonderfully in love, and it was so great. And y'all, this is going to blow your minds, okay? So, unfortunately, Walter really liked me. Walter and I had a special connection. I know he was awesome. His name was Walter, and they were going to get married. And he had given her this beautiful, like Walt Whitman watch or something like that. He had taken a trip before they were to get married. He came down to Florida to take a trip to see his sister, and while he was here, became very ill, was diagnosed with leukemia, died within 30 days.
No way.
After he passed away, my grandmother gave me the watch that he had given her because she said he just adored you, and I know that he'd want you to have this, and I thought that was really sweet. Well, that day I called you, that guy on the branch.
Oh, was that him?
Well, there was a cemetery there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finally stopped and went over to the headstones. And guess what the name on the headstone was?
Was it Walter?
It was Walter.
Oh.
I don't know what his last name was. My dad doesn't know. It was, you know, 41, 42 years ago.
Wow.
It was a long time ago, but yeah. So.
Wow, that's cool. Because I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah. And,
I remember
crazy.
You really thought you were losing your mind.
I know. I'm like, what the heck? Oh, my gosh. I mean, I hear this person. I see this person. And he talks to me every time I go by, and it's freaking me out. And you're like, and you were very good about it. You were really cool. You're like, you know, I mean, you don't see people. I'm like, no, it's when it was just starting to
right.
come when I was able to get that part of my.
Well, and I've always been
kind of
open to all this.
You have, thank God. Otherwise, you would have thought I was crazy. And you know what helps is, as I started to come more and more, and appreciate and then trust it, and then speak to people what was coming through to me. And then they would validate it.
Right.
Then I knew I wasn't going crazy.
Right,
because
right.
otherwise you just think, okay.
Yes, you're having hallucinations.
Yeah, you have this really creative imagination and you're insane.
Right.
But then when you can sit there and tell somebody, you know, well, this happened and this happened and this happened, and they're like, oh, my God, yeah, oh, my God.
Yeah.
There'd be no way
but
for you to
so
know.
But that's so awesome because you can give comfort to people, you know,
that's,
to let them
yes.
know their loved ones have gone on to something so much, you know, better.
When I got out of the corporate world, I left the corporate world, I made the decision to get out of the corporate world, and I wanted to do something that was good for people, and I knew I had this ability, and all I prayed for was to be able to help people. That's all. That was my goal. I said, God, please let me be able to help people every day. If I can do that, I will be the happiest person in the world. And what did I say to you today? It's probably the most unstressed
oh, yeah.
I've ever been in my life.
You are stress-free.
I am. I love what I do, and I love helping people, and we're so blessed that people call. And,
yeah, that's,
you know,
and it's
yeah.
wonderful.
And it's wonderful, so yay, yay, yay. Okay, so on that note, I wanted to take a few more callers, but I really wanted to play that meditation
oh, yeah.
that I got in. And so I'm going to have to play the meditation because I promised I would, and I just love it so much. And I played it for a dear friend the other day, and she loved it as well. So I'm going to put it on now, and I'm going to let you all hear it. And it's going to run for about 11 minutes, and then I'll pop back on. So just give me about 2 seconds here to get it set up. But I think you all are really going to love it. Just sit back, folks, and turn your sound up. And I just want you to take a deep breath in through your nose and then let it out through your mouth slowly. And do that one more time. Take a deep breath in through your nose and then release it slowly. And this meditation is for inner peace, okay? And I think you're truly all going to really enjoy this. This is pretty awesome. Okay, here we go.
inner peace. This meditation may be done while you are either sitting in a chair, relaxed with your eyes closed, or it could be done when you are out in nature, either walking on a beach, in a park, or in a forest. As you begin the meditation, breathe into the lower part of your abdomen deeply so that your abdominal muscles expand with each in-breath. And as you're doing the deep breathing, feel your connection to the loving ebb and flow of the universe. Feel your connection to nature, to the love that created the nature for all beings. Feel your connection to infinite grace, divine love, which is behind all creation and all existence. Feel your connection growing to the source of all existence, all reality, all creation. Feel nature and creation grounding you. Feel nature flowing through you. And feel the light of divine grace and divine love nurture you. You are connected to pure creation in all aspects of your being. Feel alive as the flow of divine light fills your being and fills your soul with infinite peace, infinite joy, and infinite love. Continue breathing as you feel the flow of the energy arising from nature passing through you. Feel as if you are an instrument of divine grace and divine mercy, fully awake to life. Feel your connection to nature, to the sky, to the plants, to air, to the sun. Feel that all of nature is supporting your hopes, your plans, your dreams. And realize that universal support and divine guidance is always with you. And remember that your connection with all creation, your connection with nature, has always been present. If you have felt disconnected from this source, realize each moment is an opportunity to reconnect with your own divine nature. Thank you.
now. Wasn't that relaxing? What did you think?
It was great. I loved it.
Isn't that beautiful? I just find it so relaxing.
It was relaxing. I'm ready to take a nap now.
I know, right? It just kind of makes everybody relax and get
mm-hmm.
comfortable. And I think with everybody rushing around for the holidays, that was the perfect thing.
Yeah, it's nice to take that 10 minutes and just chill out.
Just totally chill out. Now, next week, we're going to be doing a wonderful show. We're going to be talking a little bit about some of the problems that come around the holiday times and different ways we can handle family members. People that we have to see at Christmas that maybe not everybody wants to see. And of course, there's so many people we want to see at Christmas time, but I know this time of year I get a lot of calls from folks who aren't always quite sure how to handle some of the relatives that maybe they don't have the best rapport with, or they only see during the holidays, and it's because they have to.
Right.
There's ways to handle that. We're going to talk about that, and of course we're going to be taking lots of calls next week as well. I know we still had more people in the queue, and I'm sorry we couldn't get to everybody tonight. But please, you know, give us a call next week. I see we've got Stacy, George, Brandy, Marjorie, and a whole bunch more. If you folks can call in early next week, I'll make sure I get you in the queue right away, and I'll be happy to take your calls. So next Wednesday night from 8 to 10. We did not get a chance to do our email readings tonight. We ran short, so we will definitely do them next week, though. And I just think the meditation was a little bit more powerful.
Yeah, it was totally
just seemed
worth
like the right thing to do. We enjoyed everybody we spoke to tonight. We had some great callers tonight.
Absolutely.
Some great callers. So, again, thank you, everybody. Have a blessed night. We'll talk to you all next week, Wednesday night, from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Christian Psychic Cafe. Take care now. Enough.